With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Correspondent Julie Walker reports a judge has ruled that ICE cannot detain or tear gas peaceful demonstrators in Minneapolis.
Thousands of people have been observing ICE officers enforcing the Trump administration's immigration crackdown in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area since early December. Government attorneys have argued the officers have been acting within their legal authority to enforce immigration laws and protect themselves. Federal agents and demonstrators have repeatedly clashed since the crackdown began, with confrontations escalating after an ICE agent fatally shot Renee Good on January 7th as she drove away from a scene. I'm Julie Walker.
There's no question that Minnesota's governor and Minneapolis mayor have bluntly expressed their opposition to ICE enforcement in their state. The question is, have their speeches broken federal law?
The Justice Department is investigating whether Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey have impeded federal immigration enforcement through public statements they have made. Sources tell the AP the investigation is focusing on potential violation of a conspiracy statute.
Correspondent Ed Donahue says that Governor Tim Walz and Mayor Jacob Frey are denouncing the newly announced investigation into their rhetoric as nothing more than political intimidation. GOP strategist Erin McGuire this week said that she is glad the public is finally getting the true facts about the tragic shooting of Renee Good by ICE agents during an enforcement operation in Minneapolis.
I applaud the Trump administration. They did the investigatory work and made sure that the facts were given to the American people. Because there were lots of people standing around getting different angles of that incident, and they had the officer's camera footage to be able to put out to show that all of those lies.
McGuire spoke with the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. A new poll asks religious people about the issue of immigration.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it reveals that white evangelical Protestants are the most supportive of President Trump's efforts to deport illegal aliens. Nearly two-thirds agree that people who are in this country illegally have no specific rights under the law, and 57% say all illegals should be deported even if they have no criminal record. White Catholics and mainline Protestants are also conservative on immigration. Michael Harrington reporting.
Texas A&M University faculty have been informed that about 200 courses in their College of Arts and Sciences might be affected by a new policy designed to eliminate DEI and the promotion of LGBT. The A&M System Board of Regents approved the policy in November. It requires campus presidents to okay any courses on topics related to sexual orientation or so-called gender identity. This is SRN News. Social media companies have revoked access to about 4.7 million accounts identified as belonging to children in Australia.
This follows the country's ban on platforms used by those under 16. Communications Minister Annika Wells announced the figures on Friday, highlighting the success of the law enacted in December. The ban sparked debates about technology use, privacy, and child safety.
That is correspondent Charles de la Desma reporting. What's going to happen in Iran when it's all said and done? Middle East expert Dr. Michael Oren believes most likely the final solution will be a negotiation.
That deal would look like something like Venezuela, where you get rid of the bad guys, get rid of the bad mullahs, which may be redundant. I don't have any good mullahs. And there are elements in the IRGC who say, well, let us take over and we will reorient. We will reorient Iran back to the United States.
Dr. Oren spoke to the Salem Radio Network. More details at srnnews.com.